You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
This week, we learned our entire national security team has the texting skills of my Aunt Janet. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth sent detailed attack plans for an airstrike in Yemen to a text chain that accidentally included the editor of The Atlantic magazine. Of course, before the full transcript was released, Hegseth had denied that any sensitive attack plans were shared, saying this.
Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.
Why does that sound familiar?
And that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, man, he went full Gump. Except for Hegseth, life is more like a box of wine. Vice President J.D. Vance, seen here watching the plane leave Greenland without him, continued his sad reboot of Veep this week by visiting our military base there and delivering the administration's clearest threat so far. Either Greenland joins the U.S. or the U.S. will keep sending them J.D. Vance. Colorado officials have removed a portrait of President Trump from the state capitol after Trump complained that it didn't look good, calling it purposefully distorted. In the artist's defense, Trump did pose for the portrait with a hamburger inside his mouth.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is another cold one. My God, just stay home. Don't go to work. We can't keep, we just can't keep doing this. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be warm now. It's supposed to be spring-like weather out there.
Yeah.
This is too much work.
Happy April. Well, April is here. April 1st.
Oh, yeah, it is. April Fool's Day. Oh, yeah. My God. What was our joke that we're going to do today?
Oh, don't give it away.
All right.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't say anything.
All right.
We've got something planned.
You can't say anything because you forgot.
We got nothing. We got nothing planned.
Actually, we got nothing.
Yeah,
we
maybe,
put a lot
maybe
of work
today,
into that.
Maybe today the joke is going to get played on you guys.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah, that'll be the day. You know, we're pretty wise to your hip stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, here it
we
is.
We know what you Gen Zers are up to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Our eye on you.
We're working behind our backs all the time.
Yeah, so it's April 1st, and it's really cold this morning, 27 degrees.
It's
you
ridiculous.
Had to frost, scrape the frost off the windshield?
I had frost on the windows,
oh,
and
God.
Then I put the windshield washer fluid on it, and that froze on there.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see anything.
You just put the car on automatic and let it drive.
Isn't it supposed to, like, melt ice down to like zero or something and it froze up? That's ridiculous. I must have gotten the cheapest windshield washer fluid ever.
When I was 16, I didn't know any better, and I thought you were supposed to put antifreeze in the windshield washer.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh,
so
no.
For like a year and
no.
a half, I was spraying my windshield down with that.
Oh, I'm sure
that's awful.
It took the ice off. It took
Did
the
it
ice
work?
Off the windshield, yeah.
I bet it took out the rubber tubing.
You're right.
Ate that away.
Sam, you got a haircut, it looks like.
Huh? Yeah, I did, yes.
Folks, mm-hmm. This is such a pleasant surprise. You know, I mean, normally we're wondering what's strangling the top of his head.
Well, I'm halfway
today,
to getting a haircut and getting a real job, I guess.
Oh, really?
There he goes. He's working up to that real job.
You cut it yourself again, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I'm too cheap to go to.
Really?
I've had nothing but bad experiences going to barbers.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Well, maybe if you sat still.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Well, it looks good. I mean,
you know.
So how do you, what's the technique that you use to cut your hair yourself?
I cut the front half, like standing in front of a mirror in a in my bathroom.
Yeah.
And then when I like do the back of my head, I set a camera up behind me on a tripod, plugged it into my TV, and then I sit in front of the TV with my hands behind my head looking at what I'm doing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high tech, man. That's pretty cool.
That is well thought out.
Well, it looks fine. I mean, it looks good. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Well, if we could find a Flovee at one of the Goodwills around here.
Flovee?
What's a Flovee?
The Flovee. You haven't. It's a, sucks your hair into it, and it has blades, moving blades inside that will cut your hair.
Wow.
Fine Ronco product.
Is that safe?
Yeah, I don't know. Sure. Maybe that's why they took it off the market. But, if anybody has a Flovee and wants to donate it, we got a guy right here that could definitely use it, apparently.
Yeah.
We got a note here.
Let's see Sam's hair
on YouTube.
We'll swap you into a bigger picture. There we go. There's my head.
Wow.
Get way close to the camera.
That's amazing.
Get right
that's
up there.
Amazing,
there you go. There you go.
Now, okay. Now, I will say this, that now that we've seen it close up, it's a hack job.
you're right. You just got to not look too close to me.
That's right.
It's a shag.
Yeah.
Remember the shag haircuts?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I have almost.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. It's 27 degrees. What would you think the afternoon high would be? Should we check
first. Yes.
All right. What have we done?
We
never use the one-arm bandit, so let's try that. Okay. First number is 0, 4, and a 4. 44. That hits the jackpot today.
Nice,
cloudy. Cloudy.
Okay,
today.
WMDX official Samsung watch.
Yeah.
Apparently is saying 45.
Okay.
There's a conflict here.
Okay.
We're going to have to watch this very closely.
It's always 1 or 2 degrees off, one way or the other.
Yes, yes.
Do we have a sunrise and a sunset time?
Well, looking out the WMDX window this morning.
It's clear.
It looks like the sunrise will be at about 6:39.
6:39,
okay. That's not unusual. That's strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the sunset will be at 7:24 for those keeping track.
Okay, good enough. All right, let's
see the graph on that. You know, I mean, it keeps increasing in the evening.
It does. Yeah. Well, and in the morning.
And in the morning, too, it decreases.
Yeah, more sunshine.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get to the National Day calendar? I think we can. Yeah. Well, here it is. You know it's April Fool's Day, right? So it's National Tomfoolery's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a franchise of some kind for some restaurant or something.
You remember Tomfoolery's way back when?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Bally's Tomfoolery.
Bally's Tomfoolery.
Yeah, we had the big opening here.
They had one in Madison.
For a radio station, yeah.
Yeah.
And we had the grand opening.
Yeah.
And they had nothing but game machines at Tomfoolery's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that.
Well, their health clubs went out of business, and so did Tomfoolery's.
Well, that's sad. It's Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that, or is it National Sourdough Bread Day, National 1 Cent Day, or National Optometrist Day?
It's not Optometrist Day.
You're correct for a change.
All right.
All right. You get a shiny new dime added to your account. Okay. We already talked about Tomfoolery's Day. Let's get into Take Down Tobacco National Day of Action.
Well, we talked about Tomfoolery's as a company, as a business, but I think it means more
to
everybody out there than
look at it.
The game business that went out of business.
Okay.
What is that?
No, it's really a thing.
It's
National Tomfoolery's Day on the National Day calendar, celebrating harmless pranks, silly tricks, shenanigans, and of course, tomfoolery. Happens to be the birthday of Tomfoolery, a character developed by the Kalahari Resorts.
Well, really?
Yeah. One of America's largest indoor water parks. They have a Kalahari. In fact, the first one was up in the Dells. Now I think they have 6 or 7 of them spread across the USA.
Somebody should have told him to pick a different day. I mean, it's April Fool's Day. It's kind of a big day to put your little Tomfoolery Day on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tomfoolery is a real 14-year-old person, at least at Kalahari Resorts. His character was introduced through a series of comic books. Okay, this is all just a franchise
it
thing.
Is.
This is okay. Let's
okay.
move on. It's a
all
commercial.
Right, let's move away from
it's
that.
It's a commercial. Take down tobacco National Day of Action. No, tobacco. People still smoke tobacco.
It's hard to imagine that people still smoke cigarettes.
I know. It's a National Day of Activism that empowers youth to stand out, speak up, and seize control against big tobacco. As part of the Kick Butts campaign, the initiative not only empowers students to say no to tobacco and e-cigarettes, but it also gives them the tools to become tobacco-free in their generation.
I think, being smokeless is a very woke thing to do, you know?
Well, you know what?
I'm thinking that people should, you know, the megas should know that, so...
But here's a problem.
They don't fall in line with being woke. They should start smoking cigarettes. And it's just a tip from me. I think Mega should start smoking and not get vaccinated. How's that?
Well, listen to this.
Herd immunity, that's what I'm looking for.
According to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, tobacco use by youth increased by 1.5 million users since 2018. So they're on to you, John. You know, they're picking up the cigarettes.
Yes. The college Republicans are promoting it now.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's really not a good idea.
There are plenty of people on the other side of the political aisle who smoke cigarettes, John.
You think so?
I don't think so. We're too smart for that.
Okay.
Very woke. Very DEI, whatever that is.
It's National Sourdough Bread Day. You like your sourdough bread?
Did you hear?
What?
I'll probably repeat this later on.
What?
We got a special Elon feature coming up after 7 o'clock, okay? Because he was in Green Bay, and there was a lot that he did up there in Green Bay. No one's talking about it. We'll talk about it here. But, you know, the $1 million that he gave away?
Sure.
He gave away $1 million.
Yeah.
To the head of the College Republicans in Wisconsin.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Isn't that amazing how that happened?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Okay. God, it seems like it's almost preordained somehow.
Maybe so.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, we got a text here. John, it's a Flowbee. They're still on the market. I've been using one since COVID. It's great.
It's Flowbee. Flowbee, not Flowbee. Right?
Yeah, Flowbee.
Okay.
Yeah, that's John in Middleton.
Okay. He's been using it.
He's just still using
COVID.
It. It's worked out well for him.
Wow. Okay. You know, we learned a lot of great things during COVID.
It's terrific stuff.
He still likes it.
Okay.
Well, thank you, John.
All right. We're just getting started on this Tuesday, April Fool's Day. And when we come back, Sam will take a look at the history books for today and maybe birthdays, too. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning right here.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy,
mercy. Mercy.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning on a very, very cold, cold morning where you have to scrape off the ice off your windshield. If you park outside like I do, you know, I can't afford a garage. I was going to put a garage in this year.
Yeah.
I really was.
And what happened?
Trump was elected, and I can't spend the extra money. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen to this economy, but I'm not building a garage.
Okay.
Eventually live there and rent out the house.
Right. It is cold out there.
Yeah.
22 minutes past the hour, just 27 degrees.
Yeah.
Clear skies this morning. We'll see clouds and maybe a little rain later on today and highs in the mid-40s.
See, yeah. I see Trump signed another executive order.
Oh, he did?
Last night.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Radio professionals are no longer to talk about transmitters.
Oh, is it? Has the word trans in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug, St. Francis, for chirping in.
You know,
appreciate that
we're
text.
Looking up the Flowbee, yeah. and I didn't. He's right. It's still on the market. They're still selling this stuff. And the great thing is, I went straight to their site.
Yeah.
It's called Welcome to Floby Direct. You know, you don't want to go to Amazon.
You don't want to go anywhere.
There's no
or
retailers
eBay.
That want to carry it anymore. No.
Well, yeah. Welcome to Floby Direct.
Thank and, God they have that.
And here it is. The revolutionary haircutting system you've come to love.
Sam, you should think about this. You know, you could.
Sounds like a much simpler process than hooking a camera up to my TV,
TV
to
cut
my
that's
hair.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of attachments and stuff, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's black and colored, but the attachments are yellow.
Okay.
So it's.
That's nice.
It's official.
Yeah. Good to know.
Oh, there's a Flow Beach challenge.
What happens to the hair wait, like once you cut it? Because it looks the thing looks like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, it gets sucked into a little
looks
thing.
Like
a, and...
Yeah, it looks like a little car vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. There's a Flow Beach challenge?
Yeah, we make the best vacuum haircutting system in the market. Not quite ready to choose Flow Beach over a competitor? Well, we suggest you buy them both. And go back and forth and see which one cuts better.
What?
Oh, that's the Floby challenge. You know, try somebody else's and see if theirs cuts better than theirs. Theirs and theirs.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's the Floby challenge. Enjoy your Flobies like millions of our happy customers. I swear these guys, it's all tongue-in-cheek, right? They're still selling this stuff.
I see that.
Yeah. Floby challenge.
Nice. Got a nice website.
Yeah.
Very professional. Yeah. How much? What's the price of a Floby nowadays?
Oh.
How many? You go to the.
Well, I suppose you do have to kind of buy it.
Yep.
Let me see here.
Giving them out for free.
Oh, here it is. You get the Floby system with Super Mini Vac. That's in stock, by the way. It's a hot.
You could use it in your car. You could use it in the basement.
Or the drapes. $199.95.
Wow, what a deal.
I know. The 95 cents really puts me over the top, though. Floby system in stock at $150. And then, of course, they have the Floby Super Mini Vac.
The Super Mini Vac.
Mini Vac.
That's amazing.
And $74. You'd think they have a pet Floby.
Pat Floby. Let's go to the phones. John from Middleton has something to say about Flobies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
John, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us?
Yeah, do you have the original Floby?
Here's what I've got. So, John.
All right.
You don't really need a Floby. It's not going to do you any good. But, Sam, you should get one.
Is that right?
They're extremely efficient. They do a great job. You hook it up to any vacuum cleaner. Don't buy theirs. And
really?
And so has George Clooney. I mean, we're big fans.
Uh-huh. Really, George Clooney too.
Sounds great.
Wait a minute. You can put these attachments up to a regular vacuum cleaner.
No kidding.
You can. I mean, you can do it fairly well. I think since I've had mine, I've probably saved well over $1,000 in haircuts.
Wow. See, right there.
See, it really works.
This is testimonial enough. Maybe I have to get one now.
It pays for itself, in other words. Exactly.
And then, John, you could build a garage then.
You're right. Wow.
That's perfect.
There's a whole bunch of reasons why we should have a Floby. I appreciate that, John.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that call.
Good program in the morning.
Thank you.
You guys hang in there in this time of trouble.
I get it.
John, thank you very much. Yeah. John, hey, is he still? Oh, he's gone. All right.
All right. You know, the Floby, it looks like a real, real deal, you know?
It does. And it does.
Apparently, you just need some kind of vacuum of some sort, and that's it. Sets the blades in motion, and you're ready to go.
Well, it's good that you can set up any vacuum cleaner to work with it. That's a plus, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
well, anyway, here we're talking about the Floby because of Sam finally cutting his own hair this time. I thought it was a professional job, but, well.
Well, you think that this is a professional job? What kind of haircut are you going to?
I have no high expectations for your hair.
Well, you cut it yourself last time, too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, last fall was the last time I cut it, probably fall. 6 or 7 months ago, and you know, it was getting pretty long.
It was pretty long.
You know what? That's why it didn't grow out well. You know, part of getting a haircut right. is the hair growing out evenly, but mm-hmm. That didn't happen last time, did it?
Not quite.
No.
No. Guess not. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to check in with Brittany Merlot. Also, we have Lisa Bernard in from the Dane County Humane
Society. Yes, we do. Yes, we got
Well, that's later this hour, isn't it?
We have the pets.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east and west. You can also check out their website at verlo.com.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You good with that?
Yes, I'm real good with
All
that.
Right.
Yeah.
A little bit later on, we'll have our Text to Win contest after 7 o'clock, our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, and we'll tell you what's up for grabs. A little bit later on.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds fantastic.
Okay. Great. We will be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning after the Midwest Farm Report. It's Idiocracy right around the corner. Stay with us. Get those flowies going.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, man, yes.
It is 6:34. It's cold this morning, clear. Some frost on the windshield, 27 degrees, highs in the mid-40s for today. And it is April Fool's Day, so, you know, be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. Be real careful.
You never know what's going to happen.
You know, those practical jokers, you know, they're serious now.
Before we get to Idiocracy, Sam, a couple of history notes. Mm-hmm. Do you have time?
Yeah. Well, I'm here as long as you guys are.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you're on the bubble, too.
Yeah. So, all right. Top of my list, going a ways back, here's your, I guess, downer intro. Today in 1924.
Well, this is a comparison now
it
between
is. It is
Trump
important
and
to
Hitler.
See and hear.
Okay.
Today in 1924, Adolf Hitler, he was sentenced after a trial. For his attempt in the 1924 attempted coup in Germany.
See?
He ended up serving less than a year in jail.
They sent him to jail.
Yeah, they sent him to jail. He ended up spending less than a year in jail. And while he was in prison, he wrote most of Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the trial less as, well, he used the trial to promote Nazism and... like just to get his voice out there.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was kind of a show for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why Elon appeared in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that was his big excuse. That's one of the announcements he made. He said, you know, I'm giving away this $1 million because the press is going to cover this extensively.
That's right.
And he said he couldn't afford that kind of press. And he got what he wanted.
Rather than just paying for coverage, you pay somebody else and get coverage for
exactly,
it?
And coverage is free.
Yeah. We should have mentioned
As much as I hate him, that's a genius idea.
Well, there you go. And it's election day today, if you haven't voted yet, today's the day.
Let's vote out Elon, all right, and his lackey, Brad Schimmel.
Okay. Anything else in history books before we move on?
You guys like soap operas?
Oh, sure.
No.
I'm sure you
never,
do.
Never did. Never did.
Today, I watched All My Children for a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. Today in 1963, General Hospital premiered on TV.
Okay. Hmm. General Hospital.
Yeah. How long did that show run for?
Forever.
I don't know.
Way too long.
You know, some big stars did come out of these soaps.
That's true.
The guy who played the Flash in the original Flash TV series.
Really?
Came out of one of those soap operas.
Don't remember that. Right.
Yeah. Of course, you'd know that, Mr. Superhero.
Didn't Rick Springfield, he was on one of those soaps.
Was he?
Rick Springfield.
I think he was,
before he was a rock
star. I don't know. Yeah. Or he went to the soaps after he became a rock star.
Oh, well, maybe.
Today in 1976, Apple Computer was founded. In Steve Jobs' parents' garage, so the story goes.
Yeah, I guess they did okay.
Grew quite a bit from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then beginning of last segment, we played a little bit of Marvin Gaye. Today in 1984, Marvin Gaye was killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Nice guy.
Crazy story.
Happy Father's Day.
And a birthday, Otto von Bismarck.
Yeah, it's the birthday of Otto von Bismarck, the guy who unified Germany in the 1870s.
1815.
By the way, this news of note, the Merrimack Ferry is open.
Oh.
Yeah, it's running. Yeah, got that word yesterday.
Where does that run again? I saw the headline.
Well, it goes across the Wisconsin River between
Merrimack and
Merrimack and the other side of Merrimack.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, okay.
How much does it cost?
The other side of the river.
It's free.
I got to. Really?
Yeah.
There's no big city on each side.
Oh, no, there really isn't.
Well, I forgot where Merrimack was. I guess I got to look at a map every now and then.
It's just a landing area.
South of Baraboo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it takes about 7 minutes to cross. It operates from April through November, and it's free. As I mean, it can hold up to 15 cars.
They should have a water slide on the other side. You get across, you're finally. Yeah. Well, it takes 8 hours to get across the river.
No, it takes 7 minutes. According to this, it seems like it's a lot longer to me.
It seems a little longer.
There's that ice cream shop right there in Merrimack.
Yeah.
That's really
as you
nice.
Wait, as you wait to get across the river.
Because usually when you drive up there, it's just left. And so you have to wait till it goes across and comes back.
Yep.
But, it's fun. Take the kids.
Yeah, okay. I really like it. I love the trip, you know. And we have a few other texts here, one from Mark. What next from Trump? Star Trek will have to change the name of the transporter.
The transporter.
You know, they're using AI to find all these DEI hires and DEI programs. I suppose a transporter is one of them. And Sherry out in Horicon says, good morning. Good morning to Sherry.
What about all these transmission shops? They're going to have to change their
names. Yes, transmission shops. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do about them?
I don't know.
There was a big wave of trans programming.
Was there?
Yeah, I guess that was it. That was part of it anyway.
Shall we move on to Idiocracy?
Let's do that.
We ought to.
Let's do that. Well, let's talk about the deportations here briefly. Judge Brekema was in disbelief over ICE's gang allegations that resulted in the renditions to El Salvador of innocent individuals. He wrote this, "This is a terrible, terrible affidavit. If this were before me in a criminal case and you were asking to get a warrant issued on this, I'd throw you out of my chambers."
Wow.
You know, we don't have a lot of professionals in this administration, so it's just whatever you get, you get. He also wrote this, "No agent should do this type of editorializing, not when people's liberty is at stake. I expect more from this government than this kind of very shoddy work. This is assumptions and putting words in people's mouths." you don't have it here. In other words, a reason to deport all these people, you know, without any kind of cause, right?
Yeah. Well, good for that judge for speaking up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, Fox Business couldn't hide the markets falling. Let's go to cut 280, if you can find that real quick, from last month, I believe. 280, and this is Fox Business.
so much. Woo, folks, this is a tough way to end the week if you're long the market. If you're long gold, you're happy, but Dow is losing about 724, the S&P down 113, the NASDAQ down 484.
I love
that
the
will
bell.
Do it for us.
Gotta have a bell.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. So markets crash over 700 points today after a bad inflation report, more tariff confusion. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Republicans really going to raise taxes? That could have done it.
Yep. Now, you know, of course, yesterday they went down dramatically. The worst quarterly drop since 2022. And one person said, you really can't trade around this.
Pretty volatile
it's
right
not
now.
It's not a good thing, no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
This is Idiocracy.
Yes.
Getting the hint, I guess. Mm-hmm. Here's one. You know, Jesse Waters has a way of saying really stupid things, and I just love it. You know, Jesse Waters, he's so outrageous, so crazy. That's why they have him there. Yep. What a personality.
Mm.
He said, if we have to burn down a few bridges in Denmark and take Greenland, hey, that's the way it is. Let's listen to this. Is cut 284 and Jesse Waters.
And being friendly to the world is what got us in this mess.
Yeah.
We're not in high school. We don't need friends. Every country puts their interest first. And when our interests align, we can do business. And when they don't, that's life. If we have to burn down a few bridges with Denmark to take Greenland, we're big boys. We dropped A-bombs on Japan, and now they're our top ally in the Pacific.
Wow.
We may have to burn a bridge to build a big, beautiful new one to the next generation. America's not handcuffed by history.
Well, I guess not.
It's a matter with
dropping a few A-bombs. Maybe that's one way to burn a bridge.
Yeah, what if our nation's interests are to be friends with other countries?
Well, that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
That's very woke of you to say that.
Oh. Mm, yeah. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Yes, 608-879-TALK. Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Matt. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. It seems they were right about Elon Musk. The guy has no empathy and is evil. But he's also buying our election, so I hope people get out there and vote him out.
Yes, I know.
But I want to talk about taxes because I don't want to pay my federal tax. I'm running a little late, and I don't want Doge taking my money. And I see a lot of people that agree with me, but I just wanted to ask you what you thought about healthcare and taxes being the big issues to run on in the future, because it seems like no matter what class you are in America, you don't feel like you're getting your tax money's worth.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are seeing from this Doge stuff, whether it's true or not, all these ridiculous things that they spent our money on. But I think maybe that's to cover for all the money that our military wastes.
Mm-hmm.
They're always given money that they don't even ask for.
Yeah.
You know, for the jobs program of making weaponry. But yeah.
Elon did touch base on that. We'll get to the comments in Green Bay that Elon made about, you know, the money and the waste and all that stuff. We've got that coming up. But I do think that the Democrats definitely need to talk about healthcare.
Yeah.
This is that golden moment. The door has opened to start talking about universal healthcare in this country. It is there. This is the time. They're going to start taking away healthcare, by the way, as soon as they get to the ACA, Obamacare.
Yeah.
They're going to start taking that away, and then we'll be like Johnny-come-latelys, you know? Let's bring it up now. Let's start talking about it. I know that AOC has mentioned it a few times. I know that Bernie Sanders has talked about it a few times. That's the thing that we have to talk about. The other thing, and you mentioned, was taxes and spending. They have vilified spending, and spending is the best thing that we want our tax dollars to do with that is to spend it and spend it on us. We don't want our tax dollars being spent on tax cuts that go to the wealthy. We don't want to see that anymore. So spending is a good thing. Tax cuts are the bad thing. We don't have a spending problem. We spend less than most industrialized countries in the world. So it's the tax cuts. We mentioned it a few times on this program, all the studies that say if we just repeal all the tax cuts since George W. In the 2000s, early 2000s, if we repeal all of them, we would be even. We wouldn't be in debt. So let's just go back and let's get rid of all these tax cuts. They don't need them. They're already billionaires. We do not need these people anymore. Apparently, they don't think they need us. So they're attacking us at this point.
And back to the first point, health care. Yes. Got to have it.
Yeah, everybody has to have
everybody
it.
Everybody needs it.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Got to straighten that out.
See, not, okay. Well, here's the thing. In this state, the Republicans poo-pooed the idea of a state universal healthcare system.
Right.
And that was investigated, and the Democrats tried to put something like that together, and it was Senator John Erpenbach that led the cause for that. And that didn't go very far. You can't be an island in the country having universal healthcare because all these insurance companies are from out of state or in state, but, right, you know, they can't really work independently. So it was a failed idea, but it was a good idea. And I think, you know, set us on that course to start talking about universal health care. So I hope we can get there someday.
Yeah, someday. Thanks for that call. Phone lines are back open, 608-879-8255.
We're gonna get to the faith. We got to get to this. Okay, next hour, about 35, we're going to get to the faith office that Trump has put in place.
In White House.
This is good stuff. Oh, yeah, boy. This is good stuff.
Yeah. Wait till you hear what they're up to.
Oh.
Okay. It is 6:48. Coming up right around the corner, we're going to be talking to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society, talking about some pets that are up for adoption. And again, after 7 o'clock, we'll announce the next keyword in our statewide break into spring text to win contest. And you'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll tell you what's up for grabs that hour. And it's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're going to try and find somebody to love. Our pets from the Dane County Humane Society. This is John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX. Tune in on your radio, 92.7. If you're driving in, of course, radio is still functional, I guess, in vehicles.
Yeah, or you can always get us on the app.
It's functional everywhere, John. You just got to have a radio.
But if you don't have a radio, you can listen to us on the app, Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app is a fun way to also listen.
Mm-hmm. Free to download, free to use. Okay, let's get to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So you've got three different animals here that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, real cuties today.
Here. Yeah, they're ready for adoption, right? Yeah.
They are. They can't wait to go home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
The first one is named Pancakes. Tell us about Pancakes the dog.
Name. That is great.
Yeah. A great
Well,
name.
If you're a fan of Pancakes, you're going to be a fan of this dog.
Okay.
He's a five-month-old, believed to be an Anatolian Shepherd mix. Mm-hmm. He's black and white, about 35 pounds right now, but he can get over 80 pounds once he's fully grown.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. It has a markings of a border collie, you know. It's kind of a cool-looking dog.
Yeah.
He is. He's very, very sweet. Mm-hmm. He was just transferred to us last week from an overcrowded shelter in Arizona. And he's very friendly, playful, loves to explore the backyards and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's learning sit, loves receiving pets, and he'll sit there and he'll be like, hey, can you pet me some more, please? So very, very cute. Obviously, his size can sometimes be confusing, you know, because you see this big dog not realizing, hey, he's still a puppy, so he still needs lots of training.
Well, they all need it at about 5 months, you know. You say he pulls on the chain. They almost all do, you know, until you train
It is
them.
A training thing.
Yeah, it is a training thing. Yeah.
So Pancakes looking for a family, right?
Very affectionate, you told us. Mm-hmm. Very affectionate.
Yes. Very affectionate, looking for a family to go on fun adventures with and who are going to spoil him with lots of playtime and treats and exercise.
Okay. And let's talk about our next candidate here today. It's, what is it? It's a Chihuahua mix.
Penny is a Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us about Penny.
Penny is, all we know about her is that she's an adult. Mm-hmm. She is mainly a white body with brown on her face, and her ears are so cute. Her ears sometimes remind me a little bit of like a papillon. They're a little, the way that they're shaped is really cute. Mm-hmm. And she's very expressionful. She shows a lot of expressions with her face and her ears. She's super friendly with people. Loves to crawl into your lap. If you're looking for a lap dog who wants to snuggle with you, she's really good at it. She loves belly rubs. She's a little bit of a jumper. She goes on her hind legs a lot because she gets excited. Mm. But, you know, she's only 8 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, just so, 8 pounds. I like this. This is a big plus. She's not a big fan of the rain or cold weather. Mm-hmm. And any dog that has those qualities, definitely buy. you don't want a dog that still wants to go out when it rains or because it's cold, which is what I have.
But she's she also is good at squeezing through small spaces. So make sure there's no gaps in your fence. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
That's the word to the wise there. Okay.
She's very sneaky that way, but she's so cute and affectionate and just adorable. Everybody loves to snuggle with her, and she just adores people.
All right. All right. Okay. How about Buzz? Boy, this is a high cat, huh? 6 years old, very handsome black and white cat with green eyes. Very sweet, friendly.
Very handsome.
6 years old.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So he loves attention, loves, mm-hmm. He came to us at first when he was very shy. Now he's opened up more. He's loving pets, loving head rubs. Mm-hmm. He'll make biscuits as you give him attention. And he loves to be brushed as well. And then obviously treats. We transferred him from another shelter in Wisconsin because he has some medical needs and they couldn't help him. Mm-hmm. But we can. He has diabetes. But thanks to a new medication that's on the market that's a lot cheaper than what was available before, he's doing really, really well on it. So
excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. And his adoption fee even includes a 2-month supply of the medication to bring home that we'll give them. And he also is a member of our Lonely Hearts Club because of his medical needs. Mm-hmm. And his adoption fee has been covered.
All right.
Okay. Well, Lisa, if people are interested in Pancakes or Penny, the dog, both those are dogs, and Buzz, the cat, how do they get a hold of you? What's the website or phone number or both?
Mm-hmm. So to learn more about him, it's best to go see what's available on our website or to just stop in during our open hours and actually meet them, because you do need to meet them and learn more about them from one of our adoption counselors in order to proceed. I know sometimes some people will reach out and be like, I want to put this pet on hold, but they haven't met them. We do require that you do meet them, because, you know, you could meet them and be like, oh,
yeah,
actually, that's not what I was looking for my family. So, or maybe it is, you know, and that just confirms it.
Yeah. Well, Anatolian Shepherd, big, huge, gigantic dog, 85 pounds eventually.
That's Pancakes.
Pancakes. It's,
okay. Or it's bigger.
Or bigger.
If that's what his what the DNA decides will be his size.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Lisa Bernard, thank you for joining us from the Dane County Humane Society. Appreciate it, Lisa.
Yes.
Talk to you again
thank
soon.
You.
All right.
And after the news,
we're going to talk about Elon Musk, visit in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into our Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, tell you what the key word is coming up after news. Keep it here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.